There's a guy called Uncle Tom Trevorrow from Narrangeri country down in South Australia, and he made a statement. And the statement is, our traditional management plan was don't be greedy, don't take any more than you need, and respect everything around you. And he said, that's the management plan. And he's talking about water. It's such a simple management plan, but so hard to carry out. We have a piece of paper. In black and white, that says a very simple thing. Yet we are very, very... We're sitting here trying to work out ways of how to implement that. Right? It's very simple. If the government look at it, if the courts look at it, it's a very simple process. Okay? So, in all of this, I suppose what we're trying to do and in our little part of the country is that we're trying to simplify things, so that people can understand it, okay? So, firstly, I'd like to acknowledge the ancestral owners of this land that we're meeting on today, their elders who have gone before us, elders present, and the youth and the children, that is our future. Because without our youth and our children, we can't go forward. We all die. We all move on. So we've got to hand that down to our youth. Just a bit of background on the organisation that I'm the chair of, the Northern Basin Aboriginal Nations for short. It's the Northern Murray-Darling Basin Aboriginal Nations. Before that, I'll go back into the whole Murray-Darling Basin itself. Now, the Murray-Darling Basin, it covers over a million square kilometres, which four states. They say it's a food bowl of Australia, but I say there's more cotton growing in this part of the country than anywhere else in Australia. 77,000 kilometres of river systems and more than 250 wetlands, many floodplains and forests, and it supports many wide-ranging complex and dynamic ecosystems. And I'd say the majority of those ecosystems and forests and floodplains are very important to our people as well. There's a map there of the Murray-Darling Basin, and you can see that it probably covers two-thirds of New South Wales. And it's a huge area. Within that area, there are 42 Aboriginal nations, and we're split into two sections. Say from,
Lachlan.
Yeah, the Lachlan River. So Forbes, that grey area, north, sort of west of Dubbo. That area is sort of covered by the Northern Basin Aboriginal Nations. And the southern part right down to South Australia is covered by our sister organisation called Mildred, the Murray Lower Darling Indigenous Nations. We both have 21 different sovereign First Nations who make up our membership. So the Murray-Darling Basin really was established as a single agency responsible for planning integrated water resources management for the Murray-Darling Basin. So it's responsible for getting together a plan that's consistent with the Commonwealth Water Act that's going to look at the extraction of water from the Murray-Darling Basin from 2019 onwards. And it's been developed. There was a draft plan released, which we did have some input into as Aboriginal nations. We got a recognition in there for one. So the first thing we done was we got a recognition. And before all that, Michael and myself and a couple of others, we met with the new chair, Craig Knowles. And previous to that, there was this thing called the guide to the plan. And there was these people, the chair of the authority, and a few other people were going around the countryside promoting this guide to the plan, and they were burning it in front of them. So we had a little gathering in Tamworth, and the minute they walked in the door, we started singing to them. We sang them a song, right? It was a rendition of Stand By Your Man, but it was Stand By Your Plan. So, and instantly you could see the armour just come down from them. Wow. Right? They walked in the room, they were dressed up like Sir Galahad, It just disappeared. Just by one little act of kindness to him, I suppose. And we managed to get some stuff out of that. Okay? And then we spoke to the current chair, which is Craig Knowles. We sat in a park in Gundawindi, and he said to us, he said, "I'm going to run. I'm going to run very fast. You need to keep up with me. If you can't keep up with me, then I'm afraid that we're going to leave you behind." So that gave us a challenge. How do we run with this person, and how do we run with them through the engagement process? So there was a meeting held in Moree, and from that meeting we formed the Northern Murray-Darling Basin Aboriginal Nations. The structure of NBAN is this. We have the individual sovereign nations who appoint two representatives to NBAN, and that forms a delegation of NBAN. From that we elect a 9-person executive, which the chair is elected separate. So the chair is elected from the floor, and then the other 8 executives are elected subsequent to that. Those people represent their nations. We don't get involved on how the nations select those people. That's nation business. Okay? So they've got their own processes that they use to get representatives onto NBAN. So the Northern Basin Aboriginal Nations Limited, we're a registered organisation. We're incorporated in... It's also an independent, self-determining, ancestral owner-based organisation. And we focus on land, water, matters involving cultural and natural resources. And that's our main focus for that region. Sovereignty is entrenched in our constitution. And it's a part of our constitution. I'd like to use the word sovereignty, dominion and ultimate title. Because the Mabo decision also looked at what they call ultimate title, and it says that a landowner doesn't exclusively own their land. The Crown has ultimate title over all of this land. That's why they can walk onto farms and drill holes and dig up mines and all that type of stuff, and nobody can say anything about it because of the ultimate title. So through all this process of working with the Murray-Darling Basin, they put out this plan, draft plan, for comment. And what NBAN had done was we developed a submission to the Murray-Darling Basin plan, and we'd done 2 submissions. Basically, there was an individual submission on behalf of all our member nations, and then we'd done a joint submission with Mildren. And what we've done is we insisted that all the nation, Northern Basin Aboriginal Nations, as identified in our constitution, that sovereignty has never been ceded or acquiesced over any of the lands, subsurface, all waters, natural resources and the airspace within the Northern Murray-Darling Basin. So we took a step to say, let's assert this stuff now. Let's stop talking about it. Let's do it in an official document to a government organisation through a planning process that they've put out there. So what we're saying is that now it needs to be addressed by all levels of government as well. And we've called on a whole heap of things, you know, for the government to recognise that we haven't ceded our or acquiesced our sovereignty, that in respect to all the water licences issued, neither the Crown nor the state governments had the legal right to issue them in the first place. Going back to that 1875 Act, where they say that if we held sovereignty, dominion and ultimate title over the land, they issued them illegally because they didn't come and see us. They didn't come and see the Muruwari. They didn't come and see the Yalliai. They didn't come and see the Gamilaroi. So we called on them to revoke all those licences as well. Immediately enact legislation to prevent the extraction of water from underground streams, because we want to protect our most sacred, I suppose, water spirit. You know, we call it the Mundagara. Other people call it different names. So we want that protected. We don't want those bores going down and blocking those waterways and taking water out so that they can't move around the country. A whole heap of years ago, Mildren developed the Echuca Declaration, where they gave a definition of what we call cultural flows. And I can give that to you later on if you want it. It basically says that it's water that's owned by us, controlled by us and managed by us. Enter into negotiations in regards to a treaty. So we're asking them all these questions. you know, fund our organisation, develop, implement economic strategies with us, allocate 100% of the environmental flows, right? Some people weren't happy about that, including some of our own people. And one of the top organisations, the chairperson of one of the Aboriginal bodies, I suppose, on water, didn't agree with it. Wanted to put out a press release to oppose our position, right? And this is the First Peoples Water Engagement Council. There to look after the interests of Aboriginal people, but then wanting to put out a press statement to say, we don't agree with this. We don't agree with what these fellas are doing. We've called on the government to do a lot of things.